Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining brightly across most of Israel today. Tel Aviv is enjoying warm, pleasant weather, while Jerusalem is seeing clear skies. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler, but still a lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah, rockets and drones targeted Israeli forces in southern Lebanon earlier today, according to JNS. No injuries have been reported in the latest aerial attacks on ground troops. Also, Gaza flotilla activists appeared in court a short time ago after their interception at sea. Ynet reports two activists from the Gaza-bound convoy stopped by Israel near Greece were in Ashkelon court. They allege abuse in custody. Also this hour, a report from the Jerusalem Post indicates a dangerous new escalation in the Israel-Iran energy infrastructure war. Recent strikes on refineries and gas facilities signal systemic risks beyond the battlefield. Separately, M.K. Hilly-Tropper has left Gantz's Blue and White Party ahead of Israel elections. According to I-24 News, Tropper was among the first figures Gantz brought into the party, citing an inability to realize his goals as the reason for his departure. And finally, from earlier today, forward reports on the monitored phone calls and fear of arrest facing Iran's Jews. One Iranian Jewish woman in the United States shares deep concern for her family still in Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, a defense analyst, posted earlier today that Israeli Defense Minister Katz stresses the need to accelerate force building against Iran. This includes acquiring new fighter squadrons to maintain the IDF's qualitative edge. Israel Hayom English reports that Israel plans to purchase two new fighter squadrons in a multi-billion dollar deal, enhancing its military capabilities significantly. From X, I-24, news_en, shares a video showing IDF operations in southern Lebanon. The footage highlights the destruction of Hezbollah weapons caches, including rifles and anti-tank missiles, following recent rocket launches. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon, JNS reports that Hezbollah's attacks come amid escalating tensions in the region. Israeli defense forces remain on high alert, emphasizing their capacity to respond decisively. This development signals a precarious moment for stability along the border. Turning to the flotilla activists' court appearance, Ynet details that the activists intercepted near Greece are now facing legal proceedings in Israel. They claim mistreatment during custody, raising questions about human rights practices in such operations. The case may influence international opinions on Israel's maritime policies. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the strategic risks associated with Israel-Iran energy infrastructure strikes. These actions mark a significant shift in the conflict, potentially impacting global energy markets and diplomatic relations. The escalation could have far-reaching consequences for regional stability. On the political front, M.K. Hilly-Tropper's departure from the Blue and White Party marks a significant shift within Israeli politics. I-24 News notes his early involvement with Gantz, and his exit underscores the internal challenges facing the party ahead of elections. This could influence voter sentiment and party dynamics. Finally, Forward's report on Iran's Jewish community sheds light on the climate of fear they experience. The ongoing conflict in Iran has heightened risks for minorities, with monitored communications leading to increased anxiety. This situation underscores the broader impact of regional tensions on civilian lives. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel will remain a cyber powerhouse for the next decade. Capital G's James Luo highlights resilience, artificial intelligence, and a new wave of Israeli tech IPOs as key drivers of growth. Separately, Mariv Business reveals innovation in the beauty industry, as L'Oréal Group expands its collaboration with NVIDIA. They're developing an advanced AI engine for skincare and beauty product creation, showcasing Israel's role in cutting-edge technology. And finally, from Walla Business, the IDF's identification of optical fiber drones as a threat remains unresolved. Despite recognizing the danger 2 years ago, a lack of equipment and operational negligence persist. This highlights ongoing challenges in military readiness. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.